You are now listening to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks, a prophetic blessings episode. Find a comfortable spot where you can revel and bask in the tangible, living presence of Jesus Christ in you. You can find more of these Firehouse Chronicles episodes, info on our ministry events, and all of our other resources at thefirehouseprojects.com. But for now, open your beautiful new creation heart and let the truth of His good news wash over you as we join together in fresh, blissful now words from Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Shamama.
Hey guys.
What's up, friends? We're back with another prophetic blessings. Wednesday afternoons around 12:30 Eastern time. We just love to get into the glory with y'all and just see what Holy Spirit's speaking.
Yes.
See what revelation might come forth. So thanks for joining us. We will wait as a few more people jump on here. But why don't you just get your cups up and just have a big drink of the Holy Ghost?
Wow.
What a perfect time for drinking in the presence. Man, every dang day. Amen?
Every dang day.
What's up, friends? Yeah. Love to see a bunch of you joining us here. It's been a good week. Turned 38 yesterday. So, yeah, we were just celebrating and entering into the 38 special here in the glory. oh, man. Hallelujah. What's up? What's up, Jessica? Wow. Saying hi.
Hello, friends.
See a bunch of you. This goes live on our personal Facebook and then also on our YouTube channel and on our podcast, which you can find on most platforms. Shabba. Just to drink, you know, I don't know how many drinking resources are out there these days. So it's just fun to put more of that stuff out and just say, you are in the presence, you are in the glory.
Yes.
And we're going to continue just to revel and bask in His love, in the union that we have, in the hair on God, glory that we have. Getting all jacked up. Love you guys. Mm-hmm. Love you, friends.
Wow, yeah.
It is a beautiful day. It is a perfect time in human history for the light of the gospel.
Yes.
To be dawning upon us. You are in. We are in.
Wow, 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 wow. Yes.
Let's just lean back and enjoy that this morning, this afternoon.
Yes, in Christ.
In the ease, man.
Ooh, da, da, da,
in
da, da, da.
The ease.
Filled with God again.
So we're just going to begin releasing some words and just enjoy. Just let them drip like honey over your hearts and over your souls. As Holy Spirit just comforts us with good news. You know, like Luther said, we need to hear the gospel every day. And so let these words, even though some of them will be a little more specific and particular, let them just drip down with the gospel, the new covenant realities of Jesus Christ over your heart.
Ding dong.
And enjoy. So speaking of the first word I've just been getting as we were just about to begin today, it's just, you know, an always good word, but I just feel like the Holy Spirit is just reminding us that this is absolutely a time to be at rest, leaned back. You know, I've just been recounting this week with some friends, dude, how the greatest fruit and manifestations of Holy Spirit that we've seen in our lives have come when we're at the greatest point of rest. It's like Joseph Prince says, when we rest, God works. You know, and so I just feel like whatever you're doing, wherever you may be, just lean back again and see yourself. You're being pushed along, guys. Mm-hmm. You're being carried along. There's always only one set of footprints in the sand. You know what I mean? There's never a moment where you don't need to be carried. And we're just being possessed in the rest and letting everything else go, guys. Like our need to make something happen. As if you have any ability in and of yourself to make anything happen.
Yeah.
Jesus says, I did nothing of my own initiative. I only do what the Father is doing. And that's the truth about your life. You get to only do what the Father is doing. give up on every single self-effort, every single attempt to improve your life, and just moment to moment be carried along in the glory.
Yes.
And so...
Hey. Yes. Rest is best.
Let's be aware of that for a minute. Yeah. It really is the best for us, guys. It's our daily rest. He is our Sabbath. We've moved far beyond one day of rest, one time a week, into a complete lifestyle of being in Christ, our Sabbath.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And experientially, that is so much more than head knowledge, amen. Let's just drink that. Let's just... Thank you, Lord. We just taste and see that has nothing to do with our performance, Lord. We taste and see that has nothing to do with our abilities. But your supernatural ability.
Yeah. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Deep.
To lay hearts down, to lay our lives down. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, Lord, yes.
Another word I've been getting is, in light of all the crazy events that are happening right now, you know, around the world, I just feel like Holy Spirit, you know, there's so many people trying to tell you what to think and tell you what to be. And I feel like Holy Spirit is saying, what an important time to be a listener. What a powerful time to be a listener, guys. Your new creation heart loves to listen to others. It isn't always trying to shove your viewpoint, shove your truth down someone else's throat, but it is recognizing Christ in all of us, bringing a valid perspective. If you're someone that responds to the events of the day, always saying, look at all those stupid people, if only they knew what I knew. You know, Jesus is like, no, my nature is a listener, is a lover, is compassion. You know, and I just feel Holy Spirit just saying, like, what a time to be. Well, what I was hearing was, listen with no condemnation, be open, apologize where needed, change, forgive, and love. And I think that's all wrapped up in this compassion of seeing Christ in the other. But I really feel like he's saying, you know, what an important time to listen. No condemnation. Be open. Apologize. Change, forgive, and love. To be able to be Christ-like. It's not, Christ didn't come, you know, shoving his truth down everyone's throat. He came as the humble servant. He came as the meek and lowly one that was even willing to be crucified, that was even willing to be misunderstood and beaten and taken all the way to death rather than shove his viewpoint on us. And look what happened out of that revelation. So, you know, the world was transformed forever.
Yeah.
It's this Christ-like love.
Jesus.
And yeah, there's so much Jesus in you guys. So what a time to be Jesus. To rest and watch as compassion, as love, as other-centered love manifests out of your heart. I just declare that over each and every one of you. You are not first of all a speaker. You are first of all a listener. You are first of all a lover. Not just trying to speak your truth, but coming first to hear, to understand, and to take the low road. So
yeah, to be.
Just been feeling a lot of glory on that.
Shout
holy. Out. What are you sensing, honey? Are you getting anything today?
I just sense for some out there where you feel like God has been distant or you haven't been hearing Holy Spirit. You haven't been feeling his love. I just have a word for you that the Lord is near, that he's always moving on your behalf. That you can trust him to reveal Christ in you. And he comes so subtly and unexpectedly. He's always there. He's always listening. He's always partaking in fellowship with you. And just to, just to look at Christ in you, that the very breath that you breathe is his presence, is his glory in you. And you don't need to get frustrated or stirred up or hurt, that you feel like you're not hearing, that he is near to you. He's near to all.
Come on.
And that you can just trust him and rest and and you'll be so surprised by how good his love is, how good he is at administering and ministering to your spirit in just timely manner. And just rest. Don't even get all unsettled by what you think is distance, what you think is delay, what you think is not hearing. He is near. He is speaking. And just being in that place of rest is receiving that truth of who he is in you.
That's really good. Isn't it? It says in, just the new covenant itself. And if you read in Hebrews 8 that you will not teach your neighbor and your brother saying, know the Lord, for they all know me from the least to the greatest. So I just love that, because even if you feel like you're the least today, the very basis of the new covenant is that you have this knowledge of God in you because of what Jesus has done.
Yeah. Sha-la-la-la-la. It's you real, guys. It's him.
Are in those subtle things, those little things that you passed off. It's him. There's not a single person on this earth that he is not flooding and surrounding and overflowing with the knowledge of God.
Yes.
So that's so good. Yes. Look up Hebrews 8 if you wonder. Shada ka la 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 la.
Yes, Lord.
I've been getting a couple other words too, guys. I feel like this is a time where many are going to be looking to the church. In fact, there's going to be a lot of desperation, and we have another opportunity. There's another opportunity to be a place where the hurting can run to and find like substance, find glory substance. So I just feel like, it's going to be so many of your lives, so many of our lives. Just be ready, be ready, because people are going to be coming to you and they're going to, they're going to be desperate. They're going to be looking, and you have it, you have life. If you even, just embrace the gospel a little bit, you're going to start to have those rivers of living water overflowing. And so just be ready. There's a lot of potential right now for a big, influx of the hurting and the confused and the desperate, and so they're going to be looking to you guys, and Jesus says, you're ready, be empowered. We just release an empowerment that comes in that juicy glory love, dude, that substance that people are going to come and they're going to find something to drink from you. There were times where the disciples would come to Jesus and he said, you give them something to eat. You give them something to drink. And I'd be like, this is an amazing time to be the ones that get to give so much drink away. Yeah. Real substantial glory love. Where there's been misunderstandings in the church, where the church has gotten confused, and misrepresented Jesus, now is a time where we're going to come with the real, humble, intoxicating drink of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the world's going to find satisfaction in their souls and healing.
That heaven is here.
Come on. Another word I was getting kind of related to that is that this is a time when a lot of people are longing for oneness and unity. You're going to keep hearing unity and oneness and we're all in this together and all that stuff. And the Lord says, don't be deceived that true unity is only in the glory, and that it's wise for those of you that have been drinking this presence, that has just been living in this presence. You actually have something amazing to give. The fact is that we're already unified in the glory in Christ. And so just you like living that lifestyle of embracing the presence, mm-hmm. of embracing the glory is going to manifest unity in a way that the world is desperate for right now. And it's not going to come by all our efforts to like try to get all the different peoples together. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's great, but don't put your faith in these man-made attempts at unity. Just stay in that glory.
Yeah.
And watch as unity manifests. It's impossible. If we experience the presence, the glory together, it's impossible for us not to feel unified. Any moment that you're walking in the glory, that's what, read John 17, Father, make them one as we are one. That's what Jesus did. And that he says, I give them the glory that you gave me.
Yeah.
And that's what did it. So Looks like we got a little what's the word? I don't know. Troll. A persecutor on our channel. Love you, Tom. You should read our book, man. High on God. Been this way for over a decade. If we're pretending to be stoned, it's the longest act I've ever heard. Love you, man. I didn't understand this at first either, bro. Shaka laka laka. But no, when you experience the glory all through the Bible, dude, people were overwhelmed. They fell down. They were love drunk. Mm. Don't have time to explain, bro. But watch more of our stuff, and maybe you'll still think it's an act. But we've been this high for about I can even remember. So don't plan on sobering up now, brother. Love you, man. You're the best.
Lord.
Like I said, oneness is in the glory. Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep going. The last, actually, here's hilarious. The last word I had for the day was, what a perfect time to stay absolutely hammered in the altered state of abiding in his presence, passed out under the shadow of his wings, filled with the supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is literally a time, guys, where, you know, there's so many supposed sobering things out there. There's a lot of, tough things going on in the world. I mean, let's be honest. Let's not lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
But staying absolutely hammered in the true state of your identity. This might help you out, Tom. You know, sobriety feels like the normal state for most people. In the Garden of Eden, we were created in a different state of mind, a pre-fall consciousness. And that's what, you know, I feel the Holy Spirit is just saying today, you have an opportunity every day and every moment to live as you would have lived if there was no fall.
Yeah.
You know, to live. In fact, it's a greater thing that we've been given in Christ, this state of awareness, which is always joy,
redeemed,
which is always love, which is always peace. And it does look weird to the world. It does look really strange, but people are longing for it. And this so-called sober state is actually the fallen consciousness. It's a self-consciousness. And when you're self-conscious, you feel nervous. You feel ashamed. You feel all, you know, just straight up sober. But as our brother just mentioned, the Bible calls us to be truly sober, which is to be in the mind of Christ, which is always joy, peace, righteousness, and an inebriation of love. And so, you know, for all of you who are tempted to look around and say, you know, there's so many sobering things going on in this world that, you know, to get back into fear, to get back into self-consciousness, just know you are enwrapped and you are enveloped in his presence forevermore. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to be ashamed of to be enveloped in his love. So, hallelujah. So, we're going to prophesy over some people. If you want a word or whatever, just you can type in the comments here on Facebook and we will pray over you. We love praying over individuals, and we've been doing that. We've been getting some good feedback the last few weeks as we release some words. We've had just some crazy testimonies, people getting released into business, people getting set free from discouragement, people just knowing that God was with them because he gave them an accurate word.
Yeah.
And so we've just been having fun. You know, whatever we release, you take it to the Lord and test it, you know, because we can always make mistakes as well. But we're just here making ourselves available. And New Covenant Prophecy will always be encouraging, edifying and a blessing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, don't be afraid. All right, we're getting some people to some people that want to get words. If you want a word, just say me or yes, please or whatever. And we'll pray over you. Thank you, Lord. Our friend Alyssa, what's up, Alyssa Marie? We're gonna pray over you. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for Alyssa right now.
Yeah.
Thank you that she is seated with Christ in heavenly places. I just see you seated like above Alyssa, like which is the truth of all of us. But I think Holy Spirit is just emphasizing to you today that you are seated far above every principality, every power, might, throne, and dominion. You are with Christ. You are seated at the right hand I think maybe there's been some storms going on, and he's just showing you that you're seated far above, and also that you have authority to change situations with Christ as you decree, as you declare, you are co-seated with him in all of his heavenly authority and glory, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Shura.
I don't know what this means, but I just see stars, stargazing. Just looking at how big God created everything, and yet he sees you, he knows you, and you are the most important thing in his being, and that you're special. You're special to him, and just to really soak into that reality that Christ died for you, and saw your face at the cross and knew that he wanted to be with you forever. And just let the bigness of his love just surround you today.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, Alyssa, I just see you dancing with the Lord. Just see you dancing. I just see he's just drawing out you carry that strong, just feminine aspect of God, and not to be ashamed of that. Like, you are really manifesting his godliness when you are just being yourself, just being like a girly girl. That's funny. But he's just like, he's just saying, go for it. Be that dancing, like happy, you know, queen of heaven with him. Hallelujah. We got our friend Kim on here. Love you, Kim. Bless you. We're going to pray over Kim Harold. Also, if anybody gets words while we're doing this, you can leave them in the comments there too. So we're going to pray over Kim and others. You can leave words for them if you're getting something.
Yeah.
It's fun. We can all prophesy. Amen. So, Kim, wow. I just hear strength. He's speaking strength to your body. He's saying you are stronger than you know. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Just, I was getting this before we started too. I think this is for a lot of us. It's like, you are walking in so much more than you know. You are walking in like just crazy glory. You are walking, Kim, and this is for you too, just specifically, like, you are walking in, you are a son, a daughter of the Most High God. You are in Christ. You're walking in so much more than you know. So I just speak that strength to you.
Yeah.
And just to awaken to that inner might, that inner, like, just explosion, that inner dynamite of God.
Yeah.
Over your life, Kim.
I just see the Lord giving you a big drink.
Come on.
Just refreshing your heart and your mind, just like restarting, like Matt said, just that strength to just bust out. Just flowing in the ghost.
Yeah, feel that. Oh, he's laying you down. Let's just pray over Kim.
Wow.
He's just releasing angels. Just ministering spirits, Kim. You're not alone. Yeah, you're not alone. Just let that might arise, Kim. That strength. Holy. Our buddy Iman, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name, bro, but Iman Norman. We'll pray for you, man.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Love you, Iman.
Yes, Lord.
You are an apostle of love, says the Lord. You're carrying that love.
Yes.
You are. Whoa. Hey, I'm just drunk just thinking about you, bro. Just, yeah, you're literally going to be one that's just known for just for massive love. I see you changing regions through love.
Yeah.
I see. This said apostolic and stuff. I don't know what all that means for you, but I just see apostolic glory and just a love apostleship over you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. You have a big heart for people, man, a huge heart for people. And he's just expanding that.
He's
expanding your influence, bro. So excited for you. Just keep rejoicing. Keep celebrating and keep just loving. You're on the right track. Jesus says you are not, you're not off. You're not crazy. You're on the right track. Just keep going with love, bro.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
I see him open business opportunities for you, Iman. Business doors. Thank you, Lord. You have creative ideas, entrepreneurial ideas. The Lord's blessing those. Thank you, Father.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you, Father. I just see you in a business suit. I feel like that's probably not your like your normal thing, but I think he's put. I just see him putting you in a business suit. Cool.
I just see a wind just sweeping out obstacles in your path. It's just swept away. Everything is just swept away. Things are just the path is just set right before you, just to walk in it.
Jesus.
Walk.
Linda. We got Linda Hoyt on here asking for a word. We're going to pray for you, Linda.
Yes,
Abba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Linda. Just seem renewing your youth like the Eagles, Linda. Renewing your youth. Ooh, if anybody else, you know, if we're prophesying a word and you feel like that's for you too, you can just take it, whoever it is. But I just see him releasing youth renewal.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, I just see you seeing things.
Yes.
Seeing things in the Spirit. Knowing things by the Spirit, and just to be emboldened by what the Lord's showing you, and just to speak those things out. As we see in the heavens, we declare it here on the earth, and those things manifest because they are.
Thank you, Father.
In Him. They are a reality, and we are the sons of God. Just bringing all of heaven just is flowing through us. And just to speak out what you see, Linda, you are a seer.
Amen. Yeah, the seeing gift. Yeah. You're so gifted, Linda. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says you're gifted. Don't doubt your gift. Don't doubt your discernment. You're on the right track, Linda.
Yeah, be encouraged.
You're on the right track. Don't doubt your discernment. Susan, I'm betting that Summer is wanting a word too. So we're going to prophesy over Susan and Summer. Stillwell, we love you guys. Hey, here we are. Here we are together once more in the cloud. It's no distance. There's no delay.
Susie.
Keep dreaming those dreams, says the Lord. Keep dreaming those dreams. Do not be afraid. Do not be ashamed. Keep dreaming big. Thank you, Lord. He has positioned you to see these things happen, to see, so many dreams come true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and He's the lifter of your head. Like, He is lifting you.
Thank you, Lord.
He is your strength.
Yeah. Yeah, you are right on track. And He's showing you the depths of love right now. He's showing you the depths, like stuff that you never comprehended before. The heights, the lengths, the depths, and the width. And I see you, Susan, on that discipleship of the Spirit. Just you are awakening in ways that you never expected. And it's just going to continue. Don't let anybody try to push you out of anything you're always in, and you're always going to continue. And for Summer, I just feel the Lord's joy over you, Summer. There's so much joy in who you are, in who you've been, and just the faithfulness that you've had to love, to be loved to so many. Summer, we just release that blessing over you to continue to know that you are the Father's joy.
Yeah.
How proud God is of you, and how much He's granting you those abilities beyond your wildest dreams. He is granting you the supernatural abilities to be love and to be His joy. Thank you, Father, right now.
Just to have such a knowing Christ in you, Summer.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's so poured Himself out inside of you. Jesus. He's just living and dwelling in your body. The presence of Christ is radiating through you, Summer. Wow. Beauty.
Thank you, Father. Maurice, what's up? We got Maurice Schwarte on here. Love you. Holy Ghost. We'll pray over you, Maurice. If anybody else gets a word for Maurice, just release it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see you. You're just bringing in many people into His kingdom. You're just bringing them into an awareness of love, Maurice. You have an anointing, like a fisher of men. You have a fisher of men gifting. It's effortless, and He's going to awaken you to that more and more. Wow. Wow. Just a releaser of his joy. Yeah. You're a leader, Maurice. You're
Wow, yes, Ooh, Lord.
You're gonna be laughing all the way to the bank, Maurice. Yeah. You're a releaser of his joy. You are a fisher of men. You are a leader.
Yes.
And he's bringing some relationships back together. Whoa, he's healing some relationships. Just speak the restoration over those relationships and bringing you teammates to team up with. You have an awesome kingdom purpose, Maurice, a kingdom vision. And maybe I feel like some things were stopped for a while. They're kind of thwarted, but he's bringing them back together. And he's restoring some relationships to continue to move forward, bro, with this awesome mission and vision that you have, dude.
The Lord just, man, you're getting so buzzed on the presence, just a body buzz. You're just feeling energized and awake, just awakened to that glory realm just around you. And you're just feeding you and you're drinking it.
Glory realm.
And you're feeling it, man. You're feeling it. I just see the Lord just releasing those manifestations in your body.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. We got Charito on here. We're going to pray over Charito. Charito Wilson. Love you. I haven't seen you in a while, Charito. You're so awesome. Just love your drunken face, your drunken glory.
Yes, 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 yes.
We just release over you right now, Charito, more just of that awareness of the whack.
It's
more of the awareness of that wine. You're going to be drowning in wine again like never before. I feel like the Lord says there were times where you literally felt like you were drowning in wine. And he is restoring those in a thousandfold more.
He's taking you into new revelations of the Song of Songs. The love he's poured out and you're pouring it back on him.
I just see him releasing healing too, Charito. We just release healing over you and through you. Just a strong healing anointing being released. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just see him touching your mind, touching your head.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you,
Father. Yeah, and you're drowning in that wine. You're just going to continue to drown in that wine. Just lean your head back. Just lean back, Charito.
Thank you, yes, Lord.
Lean back. Holy glory, glory, glory. Our friend Robin Smith's asking for prayer. Let's pray over Robin. Says he just got married. Misty. Love you, Robin and Misty. Blessings. Blessing on your marriage. Congratulations. Yeah. Marriage is a holy thing. Cool, that Song of Solomon glory we were just talking about. You'd be enveloped in that, guys.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. The Lord just says peace, peace. He's releasing peace, and that he's gonna allow this year to be a smooth ride. Like
many
say that marriage has to be difficult, and marriage is difficult, especially at first. And the Lord's just about to pour out abundant grace.
Yes, Abba.
He is pouring out abundant grace in Christ.
Yeah.
Just receive that.
Yeah.
Walk in such a favor that people are going to look at your marriage and they're really going to see a reflection of that Song of Solomon reality. The reality at the end of the book where they're leaning and there nothing can, many waters cannot quench that love.
Yes, Lord.
Cool. Yeah, I just see financial release for you too, Robin. God is blessing you guys, like giving marriage gifts to you. Wedding presents from the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for, just miraculous money.
Yeah.
Money miracles. Woo! And I'm just seeing gems and the swirling cloud of glory. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Let the glory cloud just swirl around you guys, Robin and Misty. And everybody watching right now, I just feel it. I just feel a cloud. Just look around. Just check your hands. Look around. The glory cloud is manifesting, guys. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we just speak that whoever is watching right now.
light, light, and more light. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for favor, favor, and more favor.
Your goodness.
The Lord says, as each one of us seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, which just means acknowledging that you're going to see all these things added. All this stuff added unto you in the cloud. Heaven. Thank you, Lord. Lisa wants 25 words. I think you just got them, friend. I hope the guy that thought we were pretending is still watching.
Multiplication miracles.
Oh yeah, Mike Kohler. Mike, we love you, man. We just prophesy over you, bro. Abundance.
Yes, in the glory. Yes, Lord.
Let's all just speak abundance in the glory, that we could be generous to the nations, that we would live like kings and give like kings. I prophesy that over you, Mike. You're going to live like a king and you're going to give like a king.
Yeah.
And your serious days are over, brother.
Yeah.
The days of heavy drunken favor are here for you, man. And
I just see just childlikeness for you, Mike. So much childlikeness, playing with the Father, just healing from any childhood trauma. Just the Lord just restored all things in him. Your innocence is now, and just celebrating this new creation life with him, your Father.
Holy.
In heaven.
Holy glory, guys. The glory cloud just getting thicker and thicker, man. I'm telling you, like, we need something of substance in these days and hours, amen?
Oh, my face is going to burst.
Abuse that substance. You can't even abuse that substance. It's the substance that cannot be abused.
Wow.
It's the substance. It's the stash that's never cashed. This glory cloud. Anyways, love you, Mike. Tara Roberts is asking for a word. Love you, Tara. Cool. Yeah, I just see the Father presenting you to the Son, and the Son presenting you to Holy Spirit.
Wow.
On this golden platter. They're just feasting. You're just on a golden platter. Wow. The Lord just loves your love. Whoa, loves your life.
Yeah, he's taking delight in you.
Yeah, you are like a fine wine. You are like a delicious feast to the Lord, Tara. And whoa.
Yeah.
This is a time of just deep intimacy for you, like developing that sweet intimacy as you feast on him, but as he feasts on you.
Yeah.
And realizing that it's not all about what you have to give, but he just takes delight in who you are.
Yeah, delight yourself.
You are a valuable treasure, Tara. You are so much more than what you thought. And even though, like the Lord says, you've been really faithful in ministry and stuff, he's just like retiring you into enjoyment most of all. You're retired into enjoyment. I can only tell you how many stories and testimonies, Lord. Once we retire into enjoyment, how much more fruit happens. But he's just taking delight in you, Tara, and that is what this time is about for you. Father, bless you, Michelle. Love you, Michelle. Bring on the drunkenness, she says. Cool. We release that drunkenness.
Yeah, Lord.
Wave.
Yes, Lord.
Waves.
Oh, the drunkenness.
Rob Hadziki's on here. Love you, Rob. Look at who we got.
Yes, Lord.
See you like a big fish flopping around, bro. See you like a big fish. Ooh, I don't even know what that means.
Yes.
Just
yes,
see you yes, flopping yes, yes. around like a fish, Rob. Yeah, I see him. He's transplanting you into new streams where you'll thrive and you'll be able to swim.
Mm.
And but meanwhile, just flop around and enjoy the ride, bro.
Yeah.
I see you like a gem, like a diamond. I see him dropping gemstones. I see him dropping finance for you, bro. Just relax. Mm. Watch as it comes.
Wow, dude. Yeah. I just see you not just there's no distraction in the moment.
Thank you.
That you see just the fullness that God has intended and given fully to you, and that you're not distracted by the moment of the circumstances. Just knowing Him and as faithful and true to you, that He's given you all things, that He's seated you in heaven, and that there's nothing that can compromise His heart towards you. There's nothing that has swayed Him to give it all to you, and that you're really seeing that in such clarity and just directness, that he's given you a direct line in Him, in Christ, that you are receiving directly from His hand. And yeah, I just bless you.
That's good. That's good. Holy. Hey, Shane Runnels is on here. Love you, Shane. Our buddy Shane from Tennessee. We're going to pray over you, man. Just as we're, I was just sitting there praying just while she was talking, and I was getting like, just finances stuff, man. The Lord wants to, I just see Him like bringing you into that place of just such a rest and ease on His provision, on the Lord's provision, like to really expect that favor. Yeah. To really expect that financial favor. Not that it has anything to do to depend on your expectation, although it just makes it, you know, more fun for you. But I just see like you walking in that financial favor, bro. Yeah, it's super good, man. So just take her easy, dude, and watch and keep doing what you're doing. I just feel like the Lord says you're on the right track, man. And
I just see you recognizing the path, the signs, the numbers are all lining up. You're just able to recognize it, discernment. The Lord's giving you clear discernment and just empowering you to just go forward in those things.
Yeah, man, you're yeah.
Look at it. There it is.
You've learned well how to be a real boy, dude. And there's something good about that practical wisdom, and He's going to bring you back into walking in that supernatural like awareness of that favor too, man. I just see all of it, bro, and it's good. It's super needed that we have people that can walk in their divinity and their humanity and their divinity, just like Jesus. So that's you, bro. Yeah. And be encouraged, man. You are awesome, bro. Love you. Love you. Shaka. Mark is on here. Mark Ensley. We'll probably maybe pray over Mark and one more because we're kind of coming to the end of our time. But love you, Mark. Yeah. Just want to bless you from on high. Bless you from Mount Zion,
Daddy,
bro.
Daddy.
I just hear that Hebrews 12, like you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem with myriads and myriads of angels and festival assembly partying, dude. You've come to that angelic party of heaven, and you're gonna become more and more aware of it, bro. Heaven is a party, and heaven is here, and you are in, Mark. And just those areas of your heart where you just felt a little blockage, like the Lord says, those are no more. Behold, the old is gone, the new has come, Mark. I just see you like just sensing His presence in such a heavy way, dude, in such a tangible, tasteable way. In fact, everybody just stretch your hands out toward Mark right now. If you're watching right now, just release, angelic revelation of just to allow His heart to feel flooded and overwhelmed in new ways in the glory. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And I just see such a joy coming over you, the partaker. Just that word really stuck out. You're a partaker of just co-laboring. You're one with Christ, and you get to see the expression of Christ move through you and change the things around you. And just the joy that comes in the giving, that joy that comes in seeing the fruit that the Father has prepared, the works you get to walk in. I just see that joy just flooding you, overflowing you, empowering you, and just freeing, setting you free in ways you didn't even need to know about. And you're just soaring. I just see you 2 feet off the ground, just in ecstatic bliss of what the Father is doing through you, and how He's partnered with us to bring the kingdom of heaven here. And you're a partaker in that glory, Mark.
Yeah, whoa, hey,
Hi.
Hey. Dude, so much going on with you, Mark. Oh, I just see him saying there's new investments you've been considering, and just to go for it, to go for it. That's the change of kind of the new investments, Mark. Love you, bro. Let's see who else we got. We got time to like pray over one more here. Cool. All right, we're gonna pray over. Lynn. Lynn Morris. I would like a word for my son Joe. He's having challenges concerning his home. Yes, let's all just pray for Lynn and her son Joe.
Yes, Abba.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you've got it all in your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are the God of restoration. We just put a demand on the glory right now to manifest supernatural solutions for Joe.
Yep.
Hey, I just see that. I just see like just things opening, opportunities.
Yep.
Really awesome opportunities that will only be God, and that he could completely just be amazed at what God wants to do for him. We just release that over Joe, that God is a God of amazing glory, of amazing testimonies. And so we just thank you, Lord, for such a crazy good testimony for Joe right now.
Yep.
In Jesus' name. And for Lynn, that they would just stand in awe and be blessed, be blissed out of their minds by your goodness, Lord.
We serve a living God of supernatural means. And we just release the angels that do his bidding on his word, just that word sent forth from our Father in heaven, just reconciling those things for you guys.
Thank you,
just
Lord.
Bringing those things into union with his will and his heart for the circumstance.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Well, hey, I know there's more people that want words on there. Maybe we can get some something to you later through text or something, but we're just gonna sign off. But as we close today, I just my God, just that glory cloud. I just feel like, why don't we all just put your hands out and just recognize again. Thank you, Lord. What an honor to be entrusted with the tangible, living presence of you, yourself, Abba, Jesus, Holy Spirit, your Trinitarian life, your Trinitarian love in our daily life. I thank you that all discouragement is going. Ooh, that all depression is going in Jesus' name, and we're just waking up to the fullness, and we're going to walk just from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from life to life, in absolutely nothing to do with our own efforts, and just be surprised and astounded. And I just release manifestations. I release new just new miracles and testimonies. We thank you, Lord, that you're not just the God of the practical, that you are involved in every little thing of our day, but you're the God that loves to shower, overwhelm, and amaze us with your supernatural.
Yes, yes, you do, Lord.
And for all those that think it's too good to be true or inauthentic, well, I just have another drink. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're going to sign off for now. And until next time, if you've been blessed by this stuff, you believe in our ministry, you want to see this gospel keep going around the world, why don't you go to thefirehouseprojects.com and consider becoming a monthly partner or just giving a one-time donation. If you're blessed right now, you want to sow into the glory, just drop a little shiggy ding dong at thefirehouseprojects.com. But even if you don't give, you're loved, you're blessed. Thanks for tuning in, and hope these words resonate and encourage you as you get to be the light carried along by Holy Spirit in these challenging days.
Yay.
Every day is an overcoming day. Love you guys.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks. Check out all of the events and other Grace and Glory resources we've been inspired to host at thefirehouseprojects.com. There's so much brewing right now. Also, Matt and Katie do ministry full-time with the support of partners like you. So if you're blessed by our ministry, would you consider becoming a monthly partner or making a one-time donation at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate? The more partnership we have, the more resources and nations we get to reach with this glorious good news. So thank you so much. Cheers, deep drinks, and until next time.